as you would have seen on RadioKerry.ie and on our social media and on our news on air this morning, SIP2 has confirmed that around 140 staff at Costal Abbey Feel are to lose their jobs after the company told workers that it's to move a production line to China. The news, very sad, very tough news, not unexpected though. There has been speculation since at least last March, that the German-owned company intended to shift some of its production abroad. Back in October 2024, Costal announced it was seeking 60 voluntary redundancies in Abbey Feel. We understand at the moment Costal in Abbey Feel, and of course Costal also have a plant in Mallow, which is unaffected by this news, thankfully. But Costal in Abbey Feel, we understand that the factory currently has around 360 workers. So to shed 140 will be a significant drop in the numbers working there. To get a reaction to this, I'm joined on the line by independent councillor representing the Newcastle West Municipal District of West Limerick, Jerome Scanlon. Jerome, good morning to you and thank you for joining us on the show. I wish we were talking about something more positive, but this is very, very tough news and our hearts go out to the staff who face losing their jobs, those 140 or so losing their jobs and their families.
Good morning to you, Tasha, and good morning to your listeners. This is a devastating blow for our local economy here. It's 40% of the staff numbers that are there. While redundancies were anticipated, not on the scale that has been announced. It's, as I said, shocking and devastating. Now, Costal was relied on for long-term secure employment, and it has served the this particular area and indeed into North Kerry and the area of South Limerick approaching Mallow very well over the years. You know, you have people with mortgages and the uncertainty of finding employment, very difficult. And the issue of commuting and the cost of commuting is something that affects young families. It upsets their lifestyle. It upsets their family arrangements in terms of children and schooling and the like. And one of the big pluses which Costal here locally was it gave young people their first step job in a lot of cases. We had in 19, 20 year olds, several of them, and many from the same family over the years, finding their employment there. And this is a major problem for us, because we're also losing Wyatt down in Askeaton within the next month to 6 weeks. And like, you look at the numbers, where do you find replacement jobs? Job security is, you know, a big issue. And both of those were considered secure employment. My heart goes out to everybody affected here. And to replace the jobs is going to be a major problem. It's sad that competition from as far away as China is taking our jobs from the economy here in Limerick. But as I said, what do we do? This announcement is much worse than I certainly expected, and I think the same would stand for those on the staff. And you're left with a relatively small workforce, probably less than maybe 180 or that in that region in Abbey Feel after people leave work.
And you referenced there Wyatt, and I actually hadn't thought of that, Jerome. Wyatt near Askeaton, that they announced it maybe over 2 years ago that they were closing, that's coming very soon. And were there some 500 people working there in Wyatt in one stage?
Massive numbers there. Yes.
So when you combine that with
in Wyatt originally.
Yeah. So when you combine that with the news that has come out of Costal in Abbey Feel last evening, a huge impact, not just for the people working there and their families, and they must be our first priority, but also for the wider impact economy of West Limerick, and you're also talking into North Kerry as well, because a lot of people would commute to work in Abbey Feel and in Askeaton, and the secondary fallout, you imagine, will be quite significant.
Very, very significant, because the Wyatt were high-end, well, highly paid positions. You know, you take that out of the economy here. We need, in my view, a task force set up to deal with both now, because you know, how do we replace those jobs?
Now,
that's the question I would throw out to our Mr. Bourke, our Minister for Enterprise.
Minister Enterprise, yes, and Employment Minister Peter Bourke. And SIPTU told us last evening that Costel told them that they have informed Minister Bourke of its decision. And you think a task force is needed?
I do, yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously people are going to be, how will I put it, Wyatt will look after their staff quite well in terms of redundancy, but that doesn't last. And you know the cost of living today. How do people survive? And one other issue here is, you know, a job seeker's benefit doesn't last very long, 10 or 11 months. And those people all have mortgages as well, and very significant mortgages. I'm discussing the financial positions of some of them individually. So, you know,
and cost
West Limerick is in, I would say, dire straits in terms of employment, with both of those concerns scaling down and closing.
And Costal, they have been in Ireland, they've been in Abbey Field, and they've also been in Mallow since the early 80s, if I'm right in saying. So,
you're 40 years, definitely, yeah, in Abbey Field. I think they were in Abbey Field prior to setting up in Mallow. I may be wrong, but as far as I know, they were.
So they've been a fixture. People have, generations have worked there. What do you want, Costal? Do you think Costal will do right by their workers in terms of redundancy packages, in terms of settlements? What is your hope there? SIPTU have told us that the consultation period between itself, SIPTU and Costal, will start next week.
Yeah, well, I would expect that they'll offer generous packages. But to be blunt about it, you know, Trasa, what good is a package when you're without work into the longer term? And to find secure employment is an issue. Like, Costal was relied on for long-term secure employment, Trasa. As I said earlier, at the expense of repeating myself, I know families where 3 and 4 members had worked there over the years, and some still do.
Yeah.
No. Like, it's really shocking that we find ourselves, even though there was a certain anticipation that there would be job losses, but as I said earlier, not on the scale as announced.
And what is happening here, and has been well signalled, although the shock, as you said, the amount, the numbers, you said, that will lose their jobs, the extent of it wasn't expected. Costal, and they announced this, that they were transferring the production of onboard chargers from Abbey Field to China. And Costal, I should say, they are an automotive and electronic parts manufacturer. They're saying, and this is what we understand, this is what the Kerry Man has been reporting on this. They said that Costal apparently told staff that their decision to close is no reflection, obviously, whatsoever on the people employed in Costal in Ireland, who have a wonderful reputation, but that factors for the decision include availability of excess production capacity in China and online onboard charger products approaching end of life with no successor products for Costal. And also then again, a little bit of gobbledygook corporate speak, you could argue, the need to align with the company's global strategic direction for power electronics production was also cited as a reason for the closure. I suppose the global strategic direction in Costal's view at the moment anyway is certainly going east to Asia and to countries like China.
Yeah, in a word, it's what they call consolidation. But that's the worry. And, I would go so far as to say, or to question, were our governance here, were they proactive enough?
The government?
The years? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I would think probably not. You know, where you're aware that there's vulnerability to competition from outside, you need to take action.
And what can a government do? Because we are an open economy, and we've done well by being an open economy, but that also means that we are particularly exposed to the vagaries of the IP. Global economics. For example, Donald Trump tariffs, or the threat of tariffs, certainly didn't help. So, is it fair to lay the blame at government level?
Well, probably not totally, but I would go so far as to say that they need to be on top of their brief and they need to anticipate shocks that are coming. And this is one. I don't think that was the case.
Jerome Costell apparently also said the board's decision was because Costell was experienced and has experienced and is continuing to experience some challenges due to the lower sales of car lines using its onboard chargers the production of which will now shift to China from Abbey Field. We also understand that this production of the around 140 job losses that the manufacturing plant in Abbey Field will cease onboard charger production sometimes in the last quarter of this year. So there's several months yet, but they go by quickly. And we should say as well, of course, that Mallow, the Costell in Mallow, is unaffected by all of this, fortunately.
Yeah, at the moment, Rafa. Yeah, like the German economy isn't in the best of fettle either, so that's probably an impactor here too, you know?
So your final words would be you want Minister Burke, Enterprise and Employment Minister, to set up a task force?
Yes, and I would be calling on our opposition TD in particular to raise that at local level here, and indeed those who are elected in Kerry, in County Kerry, because it's affecting both. Now, you're not as badly handicapped in Kerry because you have significant work in the tourism area. We are relying on the Costells, the Wyatts, the Rusacks, and all of those, Filtertech here in Newcastle West, which is a great employer. We're relying on all of those to provide jobs for our people.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. Thank you.
Maybe over-reliance, but, or maybe we're taking certain things for granted when we shouldn't do.
Well, look, I appreciate you taking the call this morning. We've been speaking to Councillor Jerome Scanlon, Independent Councillor for the Newcastle West Municipal District in Limerick, whose area covers Costell in Abbey Field, where the news broke last evening that around 140 jobs are to be lost there as part of the company's plans to move its operations to China later this year. He's calling for Minister Peter Burke, the Minister for Enterprise, to establish a task force, and that the ramifications of the job losses will be felt greatly in West Limerick, but also to an extent as well in Kerry. And our thoughts go to the families, to the people working in Costell who face losing their jobs. It's a hard, tough day, and we wish them the best.